what time it is.
Woo.
833-JOE-ALEX. Definitely want you to join in this conversation here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The question we're going to get down to is this. Why are you waiting to break up or end the relationship that you're in? Guys, girls, don't matter. 833-JOE-ALEX. Kind of surprised, but Live the Web Girl, go ahead and share your story. What's going on about the relationship?
Okay, so it's not about me, but it's about
thought it was about you and Jewel Daddy.
No, I'm sorry. But his roommate was dating this girl, and they went on 5 dates, and they were hooking up and everything. One of their dates was like coming to like their house, cooking dinner. They were cuddling on the couch. It was
really
very, like,
intimate.
Intimate, exactly. Like cuddling. Like, you know, we all thought that a relationship was on the horizon because they were basically like inseparable from like the moment they met, kind of like any time that like she wasn't working.
Yeah.
And she is 31 too. So it's like it seemed like she would be ready to like kind of settle down, whatever. So he's over her house spending the night. And he kind of asked, you know, like, oh, so like, what are we doing here? Like, what is this? What are you looking for? And she goes, I can tell you're looking for a relationship. Like, you're a really nice guy. Like, you're a good, solid family guy. And I can tell you just want a relationship. And I'm not looking for one right now. I actually have a boyfriend.
What?
Why?
They have been on like actual dates, like to the movies and like
the whole
out
cooking
dinner
you're saying.
Exactly.
That's very intimate. That's not like, hey, let's go get a dinner and bang.
Right. It's not like it's just a booty call type of situation. So very confusing. And she goes, yeah, I mean, I'm planning on breaking up with my boyfriend this fall.
Oh my God.
And
does
she have it on her
terrible.
Calendar like, okay, it's the first day of fall, time to break
right,
up.
Right, right, exactly. Like after the Labor Day weekend, like she's planning on dumping him. Like it's just all very confusing and very weird, especially because every single thing she was doing and the way that she was acting made it seem like she wanted a relationship out of him. And then she just drops on him like, I have a boyfriend. He lives in the same town. So it's not even like it's like a long distance boyfriend.
That's so disturbing.
It's like, he lives here.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's just asking to be caught. 833-JOE-ALEX. Like this girl that Liv just talked about, why are you waiting to break up or end the relationship? I wasn't cheating on my now wife, but when my wife Lindsay and I were dating, I ended up breaking up with her. And this is the dumbest reason you'll probably ever hear. Why did I break up with her after 5 months? Because it freaked me out. That was the longest I ever dated a girl. And like I talked to my coworkers who I guess were I thought were my good friends at the time. They're like, yeah, man, you should totally break up with her. Not that they didn't like her. They're just, I don't know, maybe they wanted me to be single and miserable too. So I went out to dinner and my wife actually took me out for dinner that night. Like she took me out. I knew this was happening. And as soon as we got back to my place, I broke up with her.
Oh my God.
Just because why? You were freaked out?
Yeah, I never dated anybody that long. I was like, am I going to spend my rest of life with this person? I don't know. Alex, I can't explain it. I didn't say it's logical, but that's why I did it. And then the bad move, too, by the way, don't do this. I asked her afterwards, I'm like, hey, do you want to hook up one last time? And then she cried some more. So,
wow, that's disturbing.
Oh, my God.
Did it in the wrong order for sure.
I just can't believe that you still went out to dinner with her and like let her pay for it when you had the full intention of breaking up with her.
Liv,
like,
I don't understand
do
why either. I don't know.
You let
I don't
pay?
Know.
Wow.
Well, yeah. She wanted to take me out, Alex. It wasn't like I just like, hey, can you get this meal? She wanted to take me out.
Right, but like you were planning on breaking up with her. So wouldn't you say like, oh, I'll take the bill this time?
I shouldn't have brought the story up. It's backfiring. 833-JOE-ALEX. Let's talk to Kyle this morning. Hey, Kyle, thanks for calling in. What did you want to say?
Hi.
Hey, Kyle, what'd you want to say, man? What's your story?
So I actually went through this a couple months ago, but so I have already broken up with her and it wasn't really like it was her fault. It was definitely mine. Cause like, I wasn't 100% honest with her in the beginning. So then, like, we dated for almost 2 years. And basically, she started doing it back to me, not being 100% honest. And that didn't make me happy. So I ended up dropping her, like, very quickly. But it was my fault. I mean, I wasn't honest with her to begin with. And that was just, that's just the truth.
All right. I mean, that takes a lot, Kyle, to actually call in and admit that. Thank you for calling in at 833-JOE-ALEX. We're going to Lenny, our technical producer, in just 1 second. Let's talk to Kelsey real quick. Kelsey, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and is this you or somebody you know?
This is someone I know. Her name is Alex, and she's actually waiting until she gets enough money to leave her boyfriend.
Oh, geez.
So she had the financial means, she'd be gone today.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, but wait a minute. Why does she want to leave her boyfriend? You know why?
She's actually seeing a guy that she works with that's married, but he's supposed to leave his wife.
Oh, well, in that case, Whoa. It's okay. Sounds like your friend might be a dirty dog. I was kind of feeling bad for her at first, Kelsey, but now it sounds like your friend might be a little shady.
That's fine. You know, we all do it.
Do we all?
Oh, man, do we? Do we, though? No, hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show, you and your shady little friend. We appreciate it. Lenny Bree, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now, please tell me that you weren't planning on dumping somebody.
Oh, no, but I have this genius advice, but don't hate me.
Okay.
So my birthday is around November. So, like, around September, I started looking for a relationship because, you know, that first month or two, everybody's all lovey-dovey. Mm. Then on your birthday, you get a super good present, and then you break up with them after you get the present.
So you are planning your breakup.
Yeah, in advance. And my relationship.
It's evil, but it's genius.
Alex is like, wait a minute, my birthday. Oh, dang it, I just missed it. Hey, thanks, Lenny, for that little piece of advice. I'll be interested to see if it actually works out for anybody.